Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Compliance with tyranny is death. You're listening. The most banned broadcast in the world. All right. I'm going to shift gears into Trump's rally last night, what really happened. Black Lives Matter, which is really just Antifa, and all of it is coming up. But first, here is this very important John Baum report dealing with a deep state that is in total and complete overdrive.
Have you ever considered what would happen if the election result came out as you being the winner and Trump refused to leave?
Yes, I have. I was so damn proud. You have four chiefs of staff coming out and ripping the skin off of Trump. And you have so many rank and file military personnel saying, whoa, we're not a military state. This is not who we are. I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch.
I'm telling you right now, the deep state's making its move against you.
As many of you saw, the result of the photograph of me at Lafayette Square last week, that sparked a national debate about the role of the military in civil society. I should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics. As a commissioned uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I've learned from.
He says, quote, when I joined the military some 50 years ago, I swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Never did I dream that troops taking that same oath would be ordered under any circumstance to violate the constitutional rights of their fellow citizens, much less to provide a bizarre photo op for the elected commander-in-chief with military leadership standing alongside.
Now, you notice Bolton, another big mistake Trump made, thinking he'd co-opt the neocons, has struck, top story on Drudge, impeachable offenses. And oh, he's an eyewitness, even though he didn't testify during the impeachment, to the terrible things that the president did in foreign policy. And they sell us on the idea that the president can't do anything in foreign policy or can't talk to foreign leaders. He's got to be like a Chinese emperor in the Forbidden City with his feet bound and foot-long fingernails, unable to feed himself with the special inside state controlling him like a brain bug.
Do abuse of power and obstruction of Congress constitute impeachable offenses? The relevant history answers that question clearly in the negative.
Joe Biden says the U.S. military may engage in a coup against the president. That's really what they're saying. They're saying if there's a contested election and Trump contests it, that the military will grab the president. And they're just introducing that idea to you now, because that's how you fight a military state, is with the military grabbing the president. Total inversion of reality. Biden lays out scenario where Trump is escorted from the White House by the military. Well, what that headline really is the world is prepared for a coup against the president. When Brennan and Clapper went on CNN in 2017, late 2017, and said the president will soon be removed from office outside of impeachment, and when Mudd went on TV and said, we will kill this guy. The CIA will kill this guy. The government's going to kill this guy. That was done to telegraph confidence to their networks embedded in the government that they were trying to get other people to create false whistleblower reports, to leak information to the media, and to then finally get somebody else to muster up the courage to poison the president, to shoot the president, to kill the president.
What was your response, Phil Mudd?
A couple surprises. Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy. He defends Vladimir Putin. There are State Department and CIA officers coming home. And at Langley and at Foggy Bottom, CIA and State, they're saying, this is how you defend us?
And Phil, I want to ask you a question, but Phil, just to reiterate, obviously, when you're talking about killing, you're using that as a metaphor. You're not
obviously,
talking about...
Yeah. What I'm saying is government, people talk about the deep state. When you disrespect government officials who've done 20 or 30 years, yeah, they're going to say, really? Vladimir Putin sends officers home and you support him before you support him?
I just want to underline. I mean,
that's what this is agitating to hope somebody else does it.
of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you're a TV viewer, you can see it. Radio listeners, it's on InfoWars.com. That verboten, forbidden place. Now we're being told George Washington statues are being torn down. The American flag should be abolished. And we should get rid of the family. People asked, how do you like being totally banned everywhere 2 years ago? And I said, you're next. I'm actually honored to be up front. Soon you'll join me. So, this clip is so arrogant. This is Fauci a couple days ago on national TV saying, Americans don't respect science and they don't respect authority. Like, cool man, look, you failure to follow my authority, failure to communicate. He said 2.2 to 2.5 million would be dead by now. It's 100,000 with fake numbers. He covered up that it came out of Wuhan and is man-made. He's involved at Wuhan running the project. And then the tests that are the main tests that Bill Gates funded make everybody a false positive, because if you've ever had a coronavirus, the most common virus there is, it says you've got COVID-19. You understand, folks, this is confirmed. That George Floyd died of COVID-19. Did you know that? They put him on the list. They said he had COVID-19. He died. He counts as a death in Minnesota of COVID-19. You know, a cop sat on his neck. Either that killed him or the fentanyl did, but it sure as hell wasn't COVID-19. I think the cop's a dumbass. You're putting your knee on somebody's carotid artery. I mean, did you not know you were killing him? I mean, he might have been on some of that fentanyl, too. They were buddies. So let me tell you, they're bad cops, folks. What cop wants to go to prison? I mean, you kill somebody on videotape, you better get ready to go to prison. I don't care whether they're black or white. Side issue. Fauci says Americans don't believe in science, they don't believe in authority. Really, we do believe in science. We know you're a big fat damn liar. Here he is.
Yeah. Well, one of the problems we face in the United States is that, unfortunately, there is a combination of an anti-science bias.
Oh, really? Like global warming?
Are, for reasons that sometimes are, you know, inconceivable and not understandable, they just don't believe science and they don't believe authority. So when they see someone up in the White House, which has a air of authority to it, who's talking about science, that there are some people who just don't believe that. And that's unfortunate, because, you know, science is truth. And if you go by the evidence and by the data, you're speaking the truth. And it's amazing sometimes the denial there is. It's the same thing that gets people who are anti-vaxxers, who don't want people to get vaccinated, even though the data clearly indicate the safety of vaccines. That's really a problem.
Notice he didn't give you any sources. He didn't name things. He didn't. When I said Fauci says you don't believe in science and you don't believe in authority, I played a clip. And I've got an article where he said it and where he did it. Everything I say, boom. When I tell you the German government gave thousands of kids to pedophiles to have sex with them, I've got Mainline, the Bild, and Der Spiegel. I show it to you. But he sits up there and he tells you you don't believe in science when the vaccine insert says doesn't protect you, gives you cancer. It's insane. I could play that clip 100 times. He sits there in this giant confidence act and says they don't believe in science. When science is a postulation, and science is always changing, and you've got theories, and then you test those theories. The very essence of modern Western science is it's fluid and we're always learning more. But he says, no, I am science, meaning God. And I am telling you what this means, and here it is. I'm like, okay, your insert says can kill me, doesn't protect me for Gardasil, all this stuff. He's just like, well, you anti-vaxxers, you know, for no reason you question when the science shows it's great. Really, brother? All the actual studies show it lowers my immunity to everything else. And it's full of contaminants, bro. And you've got a secret vaccine payment fund that's paid out $4 billion last time I checked, like $5 billion now, secretly to people killed by it. My grandmother was told when she got the second polio vaccine by her doctor, sorry, it's a live vaccine, we gave it to you. Her doctor told her that back in 1946, bitch! 1956. Excuse me. Oh, I don't believe in science. If there was some shot protecting me, I'll take it right now. I take Advil because I know it works. I got a pin in my leg when I had a compound fracture. It works. I got implants in two of my teeth. It works. I'm not afraid of science. I'm afraid of you because you're a little lion snake put out the HIV and the whole testing and the AZT that killed all those people. You little lion, monstrous maggot. And I know something even bigger. Science doesn't fear challenge. A theory that can stand on its own, when I tell you, hey, Bill Gates is a eugenicist, he wants world government, he wants to depopulate you, that's not a theory. He says it. Do I fear being challenged? No, because I told the truth. But see, how many medical doctors, the head of the Rockefeller Hospital, went public and said this thing's a fraud? Boom, banned off YouTube. All these medical doctors go public, what they're seeing, banned off everywhere. They all come out and say, no one's really dying. They're putting people that aren't dying of COVID who died in a car wreck on this. That's all confirmed. The hospitals are empty. The military ships, we were told millions dead. Everybody's going to die. None of it was true. It's all a fraud. But he says, we're afraid of science. Well, okay, Fauci, I'm into science. You said, cut this big curve, 15 days. We're going to have millions in the hospitals. We've got to stay at home, to not spread it, so the hospitals don't get full. None of it happened. It was all a lie. But Fauci goes, oh, Americans, this is the leader of the NIH, the head scientist, don't like science. No, we don't like liars. And we don't like facts. No, we don't like frauds. We don't like scammers. It means we don't like you, Faustus. And we don't like authority. No, no. We like authority that tells us the truth. Let me tell you. Somebody, I go to a restaurant, they cook me good food every time I go there. I go to some hotel, they treat me nice, I go there every time. I listen to music, it sounds good. I don't care who's putting it. No, you suck! And you want to make us take your vaccines and live under you and put up with all your crap. And I'm saying, no, Fauci, I don't want to stay locked up in my house. I don't want to wear a mask because you said it's psychological. I don't want to kiss your ass. I hate you. And I hate Bill Gates. And I hope you burn in hell. And now you've launched your big lockdown 2.0, which we told you was coming. Because they squeeze till you resist. When you fight back, they go, okay, we're off. As soon as you let up, he starts strangling you again. Nothing against short people, but he's like 4'7". Okay, and he's literally a midget. And he's pissed he's a midget. Reportedly, you know, he has a millimeter long ding dong. I mean, I'm being sarcastic here. The point is, the dude is a jerk. He's a Bill Gates minion. And he's a liar, and everything he says is a giant fraud. He's the epicenter of disinformation. When they've got the FBI task force out to get me indicted because Fauci and Bill Gates say, Jones is costing lives. He's the epicenter of people not believing COVID. You're the epicenter, buddy. You're a liar. You want to shut our economy down. And we're not going to put up with it. So all of you guys have decided you're in charge of everything. You're not. And so you may have scared a bunch of sheeple into bowing down to you, but a lot of people are awake. And so know this, they get their big shutdown too going, the depression will be even worse, and they'll blame it on COVID. No, they use COVID as the hoax to stampede you into collapse. They created the present conditions. They created the collapse. They created the nightmare. They're the enemy. They caused the worldwide shutdown. All of them, they're the enemy. The Trump rally straight ahead.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owner. Owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
God visit judgment in the name of Jesus Christ upon Bill Gates, upon Fauci, upon Hillary Clinton, upon the globalists. I pray for God to send his angel. My ancestors stood for justice. I stand for justice. You stand for justice. Let us pray for the destroyer. They have sent their plague of psychological warfare against us. I pray for the plague of Moses. I pray for judgment. And judgment is coming. All right, let's get into the news. Look at this headline, Jamie White, up on Infowars.com. It's no joke. It's in Reuters, AP, everywhere. They're all breathlessly reporting it. Luciferian March for One World Government. Satanic group organizes nationwide rallies promoting New World Order. A satanic group is organizing an international march on behalf of the fallen one to call for the globalist dream of one world government. Yes, really. The group, who calls themselves the Disciples of Lucifer, has a Facebook page showing a list of 22 cities where the Luciferian March for a One World Government will take place this Sunday. That's their quote. And the summer solstice, no less. We are the Disciples of Lucifer. We are here to fulfill the prophecies of Revelation and build a foundation to form the one world government, the group Facebook states. And notice the shrunken slaves of the enemy can have their Facebook, but you and I cannot. And it just goes on with the thousands signing up. They have major movies out, Hail Satan. The Democrat Party operating system is now Satanism. The satanic marchers are set to be held in major cities like D.C., Los Angeles, New York, but also smaller cities like Columbus, Raleigh, Jacksonville, and even Canadian cities like Toronto. The marchers are intended to create chaos, and it has been speculated by some that demonstrators may even try to erect satanic monuments at existing sites where Confederate and other allegedly racist statues have been torn down, Intel Hub reported. Christian youth YouTuber Hannah Williamson sounded the alarm about the event on Saturday. Why should satanic people want a one-world government? One reason I think the devil would want a one-world government is would be so such either to control people and get them to tear down people. Williams has said, adding the Book of Revelations mentions a one-world government system. The rallies, which appear to be reasonably unpopular given Facebook's RSVP, the events are happening the same day as the summer solstice, which is an important date for LaVey Satanism and all other needle decks. It is a surprise that satanic groups are promoting one-world government along with their corporate slave masters. These are literally chicken neck cowards, the worst trash of the planet. All right, so let's get into it right now. The real Satanists are Fauci and Gates, coming with deadly vaccines on record that hurt you, saying they want liability for what they're about to do to you to try to make you acquiesce to get in your car or travel with the new cell phone tracking tracer systems that are going to come to your house. The new announcements of abolishing the police. They're not abolishing the police. They're going to bring the police down and put their people in power of the police to have organized gangs to have their way with you. This is the Red Terror. But let's get into some good news here. Let's go to Judge Joe Brown destroys racist Trump narrative. Then I'm going to play Muhammad Ali Jr. We'll do these back to back with what he has to say about George Soros Lives Matter. Exterminate the black people matter. New World Order death cult matter. BLM, which is Antifa's sister organization. Here it is.
Is Trump a racist?
I don't think so. I've talked to a number of black entrepreneurs who back in the late 80s and 90s, or early 90s, were trying to get financing. They couldn't. Somebody told them to go check with Donald Trump. So they come back and tell me they got a loan from Donald Trump. He gave them a term loan. Show up with the interest and the principal, one check. But they had to go see him personally. They independently relate this tale that when they saw him, he said, this is what you're supposed to pay me? This our agreement? Say, yeah. And then tore the check up, shook their hands, and congratulations. Now run your business.
And this was when?
This was back in the 90s. Most people don't even know this. He had a sister. He was, every time you saw him back in the 90s, fine paper bag, brown, beautiful black model. He likes fine women. He didn't have any problem with dating a black woman, walking her down red carpets. So, she says he's not a racist. He just doesn't like many people, black or white. And he appreciates people who do stuff within their lane. Not stay in their lane, but where they choose to be, if they do it well, he admires them. Black, white, brown, red, yellow. Most people don't know this. He did was the finance man behind Jesse Jackson's two runs for president.
Wow.
Right now, black people, when you show this show, are home jumping, home shouting, because they don't have the nerve to say what I'm saying, and nobody has never said it, and they're just so happy to see a black man who will stand up and jeopardize every quart he's got to tell the truth. And though when one man of popularity can let the world know the problem, he might lose a few dollars himself telling the truth, might lose his life, but he's helping millions. Olympic champion, the Russian standing right here, and the Pole right here. I'm defeating America's so-called threats, enemies. And the flag is going ton, 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 ton. And I done hooked the world for America. I took my gold medal, thought I'd invented something. I said, man, I know I'm going to get my people freedom there. I'm the champion of the whole world, Olympic champion. I know I can eat downtown now. And I went downtown that day, had my big old medal on, and went to the restaurants. So at that time, black things weren't integrated. The black folks couldn't eat downtown. The lady said, we don't serve Negroes. And I had to leave that restaurant in my hometown. And I went to church and served in their Christianity and fought and dead and fought in all the wars. Just won the gold medal and couldn't eat downtown. I said, something's wrong. Policemen pull black people over and hit them across the head and unjustly try them in court. And who went to jail? Nobody. It happens every day.
Personality of a person. The ways of a person. The thoughts, the deeds, the actions. It's all based around his heart. For what is a man? A man is his heart. A lying, cheating heart means a lying, cheating man.
And now his son's come out and said that BLM is a globalist operation and are literally devils. Well, that full article's up on InfoWars.com. We've got two more segments left and a lot to cover here today. But I'm just telling you, Bill Gates runs the show and he's coming with shots for you and your family. And when you're dying of cancer a couple years later, they're not going to tell you why. Just remember, you take that shot, the best you're going to do is be sterile. Worse is going to be dead. Get ready. Get ready to die. I know a lot of you want to die anyway, so go ahead and die.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original Mega Flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our bestsellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
Mm, I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Life Protein Bar. Delicious vanilla. Delicious vanilla. Delicious vanilla. Meet my tummy.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new DE specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'll be back on the regular weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. We'll take calls. Got a bunch of big guests. But first, let's look at one of the things Trump had to say last night. Very powerful speech. He didn't say, oh, well, the Democrats RSVP'd to get the tickets to confuse people not to go. Oh, there was only 6,000-plus people there, according to the Tulsa Fire Department. Joe Biden had five people at his rally. This is the COVID martial law. But it does show that Trump's campaign needs to figure out how they're being manipulated. But here's what Trump had to say about Biden and the Democrats wanting to prosecute Americans for going to church, but not for burning churches. Total truth.
They didn't like it. Joe Biden and the Democrats want to prosecute Americans for going to church, but not for burning a church. They believe you can riot, vandalize, and destroy, but you cannot attend a peaceful, pro-America rally.
The only way this video gets out.
They want to punish your thought, but not their violent crimes.
Well, exactly. And so they're not just censoring conservatives and blocking them and shadow banning them and the president now, but our crew was there, and they were blown away. And I'm not defending black people or white people. I'm not some virtue signaler going, it's mainly white people eating it. It is. 90% of the people there in Black Lives Matter were crazy white people trying to hype black people up into attacking, and it was disgusting to watch these leftist academics. Because we have the documents from the Soros group, from his son, where they the white academics go out to black neighborhoods and try to get them to blow stuff up and burn stuff. It's just, and watching white try to virtue signal that they're good, and anybody they oppose is a Nazi. Just randomly, oh, you're for Trump, you're a Nazi, I'm going to punch you in the face. It's so disgusting. So let's go ahead and play clip six. BLM protesters at SJW is telling Tulsa Trump supporters to effing leave their own streets. Because people are leaving their cars. They chase you in a ritual and go, leave, leave, leave. Here it is. So you got like one black girl, two or three white girls, and they're literally believe they're fighting Hitler. And they're screaming and following families home going to their cars. I mean, this is what the universities have done. This is who we are. Again, trying to intimidate you from going to a Trump rally. No, now you've got to go to a Trump rally, and you got to take your whole block with you. Continue. The left always does a ritual. They want to make you go. It's like a victory they have to make you go. I mean, look at these idiots, man. They literally watch CNN and they believe they're fighting Nazis that tried to come here to the president speak. They don't have two brain cells rubbed together, okay? Here's another one. Unhinged BLM protester, clip 8, threatening to beat Trump supporters walking to their cars. Here it is.
Right.
Yeah, you better listen to him. You better listen to him. You better fucking listen to him. You better listen to him.
That's what they do.
Who is they? Black people?
You.
No, bitch, you.
You just make this in the right.
Slavery.
You just made this in the right. You just made this in the right.
Why are you screaming at me? Because he's white. So she's so brainwashed, she won't even talk to him. That's why they got her.
She's
slapping him in the face.
Are you going to touch me?
Oh, God, they all provocate her, too.
I will lay your own ass out.
You're all right, lady. Thank you, sir. This is the fall of America, folks. Let's go to clip 9. Go the F away. You're lucky I'm on my meds. Here it is.
Go the away.
Of course, she's got blue hair. And I don't care if she has blue hair. It's like, what's wrong with these people? Like, you're a Trump supporter. You're at an event. They want to stop your free speech, and they're the good guys. Totally whacked out of their minds, believing that they're fighting Hitler. When George Soros, that funds them, literally work for Hitler. And, of course, they try to block cars. When they knock your windows out, if you drive through them, they go, oh, my God, Charlottesville, you attacked us. It's this religion. Here's a clip. Woman arrested on live TV for trying to trespass in an area where the Trump rally was. Here it is.
Clearly.
She can't breathe. Yeah, she's got one of the hoods around her face.
Can you hear me?
One of the Fauci hoods. It's a total cult, folks. They've got us all wearing face masks. Look at this whacked out method, man. This is who they got.
Cuffs on her. What did we just miss there?
She's a meth head. She just looks like a total lunatic.
That's what we're trying to figure out right now, Alex.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am,
they're arresting me. They're arresting
and they're placing,
me.
It appears they're placing her under arrest right now, Alex.
I've got nothing. I have tickets to the museum.
I'm trying to listen to what she's saying.
What is it with their followers? They all look like they're out of like a cartoon comic of like a zombie.
Was she in any way impeding access to the event?
No! No, they hurt!
Oh, my God.
Hurt.
She loves communist China's death camps. You know, she loves it all. These people are sick. All right. Let's start going to some really good stuff. Let's just go to Trump. Here is Trump. Clip 12. The clear choice of 2020 is simple. Here it is.
Very industrial complex. When rioting and looting broke out in our nation's capital, I very quickly deployed the National Guard. I said, get them in. After watching for an evening or two, we stopped the violence and restored peace and order to the streets. And last night they had a little breakout again. They ripped down a statue that was 110 years old. Beautiful piece of art. In front of the police precinct with our radical left mayor watching on television. We're not happy. That's going to be very expensive for D.C. They're always looking for money. We need more money. We always need more money. And then they don't do the proper job. So it's not going to be good for Mayor Bowser. Mayor Bowser. They were heading over to the Jefferson Memorial recently. And they wanted to do damage to our great, beautiful Jefferson Memorial. Not going to happen. Don't worry about it. We have it surrounded with very strong people. The choice in 220 is very simple. Do you want to bow before the left-wing mob? Or do you want to stand up tall and proud as Americans?
And again, Biden had five people at his rally. Trump had 6,200, according to the fire department. The fact that Trump did this is a great move. If 100 people showed up, it's great. Because they're saying, you're dead. It's all COVID. Everyone's dead. Fauci says, don't do it. The Democrats are all out protesting. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's a good thing Trump did. But now, I got a lot going on. I don't want to go grandstand at Trump events. I'm going to the next Trump events. I'm going to all up now. Because it's about exercising freedom of speech and standing up to this fear and this hoax. And all of you need to understand, do not underestimate your power. You have got to show up to these events. More of the Trump clips straight ahead on this live Sunday transmission here in defiance of the New World Order's tyranny. Thanks to you, we're still on air. So share those links while you still can. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, band.video.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable food needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the end of the Almighty.
Only the Almighty.
Forward in this generation. Triumphant.
My hand was made strong by the Almighty.
Won't you help to sing these songs?
Folks, you know I don't get up here on air and say these things about powerful people for no reasons. I pay a heavy cost.
Redemption songs.
But the price is much greater not to tell the truth. There's not just evil in this universe.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them can stop the time.
Nothing stop it.
How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book.
And it's all going to be fulfilled.
Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? Is all I ever had.
I'll just play some more clips of Trump here. Redemption. Here he is getting into it's the truth. It's not a lie. Trump's done more for black lives in 4 years than Biden did in 47. That's not even an understatement. It's an overstatement in that Biden did nothing but murder people. It's an overstatement to say Biden did stuff for black people when he did the exact opposite and passed laws to get blacks three times the sentence of whites. Who comes up with that? Because they wanted to sabotage the black family and put people into prison to then corrupt the youth. Here it is.
Virtually every policy that has hurt black Americans for half a century, Joe Biden has supported or enacted. I've done more for the black community in 4 years than Joe Biden has done in 47 years.
You see, that's an overstatement because he didn't do anything. He attacked. That's a lie. I'm not against Trump, but it's a lie to say he did more than Biden.
Racial justice begins with Joe Biden's retirement from public life.
Unbelievable. And again, what I'm saying is it's an overstatement to say I've done more than Joe Biden. Like if Joe Biden was a child molester and kidnapped kids and killed them, and Trump goes, I've done more for kids than Joe Biden. Well, did you rape less kids? But see, it's like Republicans are talking point, like Democrats hate Trump more than they love America. The Democrats say get rid of the country. They don't love it. So it's a lie to say, Democrats hate Trump more than they love America. Next up on Fox News. They hate the country. It's a lie to even say it. And by the way, Democrats just don't want to kill black people. They hate everybody. They just have a group that was under control and enslaved so they can do a little test on them and stuff. That's all that is. Makes me physically ill. Let's go to this next clip. Joe Biden sided with China over America. This is really important. Here it is.
When I took decisive action to ban travel from China and protect Americans from the virus. And as I said, Joe Biden opposed my decision and called it hysteria, xenophobia. He doesn't know what the word means, xenophobia and fear mongering. And then he apologized a month later. He said he was wrong, but he didn't say it. And they didn't cover it. They didn't cover it. On one of the single most important policy decisions of our lifetime, Joe Biden sided with China over America. That's closing the border. He thought it was a terrible thing. Remember, this was in January. That's early, real early, the end of January. He thought it was a terrible thing when we closed the border to many people that were badly infected with COVID. When the chips are down, Biden will always cave to the radical left. He'll always bow to the angry mob, and he will never protect you or your family, and you know that. Joe Biden will always let you down. That's been his history.
Absolutely true. He's bought and paid for. Democrats are stoking division in order to distract from their decades of failure. They're not decades of failure. It's success in their demonic mission. Here it is.
Scott. Today I'm also announcing that I have directed Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt to place the John Hope Franklin Reconciliation Park here in Tulsa on the African American Civil Rights Network. So many of my friends have been asking me to do that. So many of my friends, including these great politicians. So we're going to do that. It'll be done very quickly. We will forever remember and honor the courageous people who helped build this state and this country. Democrats are stoking division in order to distract from their decades of failure on schools, jobs, housing, justice, and crime. In major city public schools run by Democrats, over two-thirds of students are falling behind in reading and math, and I think the numbers are worse than that. But Democrats would rather deny these children the future they deserve than allow them to attend the charter public, private, private, religious, or independent schools of their choice. Pro-choice. Pro-choice.
How evil. A bad man.
Pro-choice for schools. It's very popular, but some people it's like a disaster because what it does to certain unions that have a lot of power over the Democrats, even though they know it's wrong. Republicans believe access to education is a civil right. It's a civil right. 20 of 20 of the most dangerous cities in America are controlled by Democrats. Think of that. 20 of 20. And so is nearly every major city with a child poverty rate that's over 30%. They're controlled by Democrats. We can name every one of them.
Don't underestimate your power as viewers sharing these links. They're all up on InfoWars.com. My God, he's the real deal, folks. That's why they're so scared of him. There's one last clip tonight we're going to have time to play. Biden will put hate-filled America-bashing socialist Ilhan Omar, who literally had people buy up tickets that were free, sign up for him to block this rally. Again, what scum trying to block our speech, man? Here's a clip.
Air Force Ones, right? Likewise, Representative Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar is going to be very much involved in a Biden government. They will put this hate-filled America-bashing socialist front and center in deciding the fate of your family and deciding the fate of your country. I don't think so.
This America fight for his life, folks. It's totally real.
She would like to make the government of our country.
How pathetic we are, actually.
Just like the country.
We're at this point, like, we would reject America for this.
No government, no safety, no police, no nothing. Just anarchy. And now she's telling us how to run our country. No thank you. And I think we're going to have a big victory in the state of Minnesota.
Right, we'll see. Let me show you this in closing. UN deletes pro-Antifa tweets saying they're the voice of America. Let them attack. Everybody, that's on InfoWars.com. Georgia House passes bill that would abolish the police department. I mean, give me a break, folks. That's the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. That's a serious article. African-American man murdered in CHOP autonomous zone. Shock video, gunfights erupt in Atlanta streets. The globalists aren't getting rid of law and order, folks. They're collapsing. It's taking over. And I'll be honest with you. I can't believe we're even at this point. All right. The crew did an incredible job. I'm very thankful to all of them. I'm very thankful to all the listeners and viewers for what you've done. We're 134 days out from the election, and I just can't express how serious the situation is. You know, we're going to win one way or the other, but if we don't win this way peacefully, you know what's going to come next. And all people shoot their mouths off all day, how they want violence. Are you really ready for that? I am. You ready for that? All right. I appreciate the crew. Great job to all the viewers and listeners and affiliates. We thank you all. Luckily, thanks to your prayers, we'll be back tomorrow, hopefully.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.